You're listening to SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Sam joined by Millsaps head women's basketball coach Chuck Winkleman. And coach, first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Coach, headed into your second season at the helm of the majors women's basketball program, just take me through your mindset as you prepare for another exciting basketball season.
Well, obviously, year two is different than year one, and every season's different, so we're taking that approach, and we've got obviously a new team, a new group of young ladies together. Our newcomers will obviously impact our team and our chemistry. When we had such a small roster last year, obviously we've nearly doubled in size when you're that small. So we've had a good fall together, and we're looking forward to the season ahead.
Coach, you're coming off a 12-13 season, 8-8 in conference play, just missing out on the SCAC tournament. Such a turnaround from the season before. What did your girls learn over the course of last season as you head into 2011 and 12?
Well, I think it was encouraging, that's for sure. And I think probably the biggest thing or a couple things that they learned was just, you know, the importance of hard work and enthusiasm and you know, really effective communication, that we just were real steady in those areas. And I think we grew a lot individually and as a team and obviously as a program. So I think the foundation has been laid, but there are no guarantees. So we just have to keep those things in mind and continue to build and take one day at a time.
Coach, one lone senior on the team, Janice Okiki, she's coming off a season. She averaged 12.5 points, 10.5 rebounds, named SCAC third team a season ago. Just talk about what she means to this team, not only obviously on the court, but especially in terms of leadership as well as you move forward into the year.
Oh, Janice is big. She's a great leader. She's a leader on this campus. She was named homecoming queen, and that's just an indication of not only just in the basketball program, it's what Janice has meant to Millsaps and what she's done in our community during her time here. So, yeah, she's a key cog in the wheel, that is for sure. And she's just been doing a great job leading our newcomers and really bringing everybody, you know, together as one team. So, yeah, she's incredibly valuable to us.
Coach, you mentioned those key cogs in the wheel. You return your top three scorers from a season ago. I have to imagine that's something that any staff is excited when you return for a new season.
Yeah, we're excited about what the returners are doing. And you know, probably, you know, what's really exciting is, you know, everybody has to adjust and everybody has to change their roles from year to year, especially, you know, the world where this program and what state it was in. So this year was a real concern for us, actually, coming in, and how we would adapt and how would we adjust, and because roles will be different. And for the most part, I think we've done really well so far in the fall. So it'll be interesting. We hadn't played a game yet. So that's out in front of us, and we'll just continue to move forward.
Coach, looking at your roster, you have a nice blend of, as I've mentioned, returning talent from last year's team, and then a huge group of incoming freshmen, I think eight that you brought in this season. What's been the hardest challenge that you've faced as a coach, blending this group together, getting them to gel as you prepare for the season?
Wow, that's an awesome question. I don't think we're done answering all that. I think it'll be just a process throughout the year. I think probably the newcomers have had to adjust to pace of play and just, you know, the work habits, learning an entire new system. It's been nice to see the returners help them and bring them along, but I think we'll be dealing with, that kind of question throughout the season. But so far, I've been real pleased. But just adapting, and it's not just basketball. It's studying, going to class, you know, attending a school of this nature. You've got to really be organized and manage your time well to go to a school like this so strong academically. that has been a thing for them to learn and how to manage their time and then yet come to basketball and be, you know, in the moment there as well and be completely focused. So concentration has been a thing that we've had to really work on and learn.
Coach, when I talked to you this time a year ago, you said that your team told you that one of the things they wanted to be was the fittest team in the SCAC in terms of their physical fitness and their play on the court. And I think it showed, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You guys were second in the SCAC a season ago, allowing just 57.9 points per game. How do you continue that trend defensively as we head into this year?
Yeah, that's interesting that you brought that up because that's something we went back and researched last spring, and we went back and looked at the teams that hung the banners in the Hangar Dome and how they rated overall in the history of SCAC play. And it was obviously no surprise, or it was at least it reaffirmed what we believed in, that a couple of those teams were right up there, and they're some of the best all-time defensive teams that have played in the SCAC. So when the kids came back in the fall, we were like, hey, here's what you have. Here's what we have to do. And we got to continue to win on the defensive end of the floor, and that's where it starts for us. And hopefully with the depth we have, you know, not only conditioning-wise, but in terms of foul situations, if we got in foul trouble last year, it really hurt us because of the numbers and the depth. This year, you know, when you can get out in passing lanes and be more aggressive and be physical, now you have the depth where you get into your bench. We hope and don't feel like there'll be a considerable drop-off at any one position.
Coach, do you think the depth in the bench will allow you to be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end of the board, end of the floor, especially on getting those offensive rebounds? Last season, just 10 offensive rebounds a game. Do you think this will allow you to be a little more aggressive and get some second chance opportunities on the offensive side of the floor?
Sure, and some of that goes back to how many people are you going to send back, you know, when you're shooting the ball. You know, that's always a big debate, you know, in terms of when a shot goes up, how are you balancing the floor defensively? And so I think last year that number tended to be a little bit, you know, on the low end for us because of our personnel and what we had to do with certain people that we had and say, look, in order to cover, you know, back, we're going to have to send this many back. And it probably affected that number in terms of, okay, how many can go and go and get it off a missed shot. So we'd like to think we can change that a little bit this year and maybe pound the boards offensively a little bit, you know, harder. We'll see, but that's a great question.
Again, you're listening to SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. I'm joined by MILSAP's head women's basketball coach, Chuck Winkleman. And Coach, as you've gone through preseason and you prepare for another year, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from your group heading into the season?
Well, I don't know if I've been surprised in any way. I guess I've been encouraged. I've been encouraged that I think we're growing as a team. That's been good, and I think the newcomers have helped, you know, in terms of the energy and the passion that they have. I get worried sometimes that one or two of them, they just love it. The love and the passion that they have, I know maybe one individual, it just really jumps out at me, and you worry about, you know, you got to constantly ask her, hey, are you going, how's your grades? And we have study halls here, and you just, hey, you're not going to burn out now. And this is like, that's been a pleasant, you know, observation that we've made. That's encouraging to see that, and I think it fuels the group, you know, as a whole as well. So that might be the biggest surprise, maybe, that one or two of the newcomers have brought that out in us, and we've embraced that pretty well as a group.
Coach, obviously the SCAC presents a number of challenges in terms of women's basketball, but this year as we head into the season, MILSAPs will be shifting from the SCAC West to the SCAC East. As you look at that transition and adjustment, what will be the biggest challenge that you face and your team faces heading into the year making that switch to the East?
Well, you know, I think they're both sides are very good. You know, for us, the biggest challenge is then, again, for the second year in a row, we inherit the unfavorable, you know, unbalanced schedule, 7 home, 9 road. And people tend to forget that sometimes, you know. Success oftentimes is relative. And right off the bat, you know, us, and I haven't looked at who else is in that position, but right off the bat, you're set back. Somebody that's 9-7 home away versus our situation, right away, that's a great challenge for us. It'll be, you know, interesting to see how we respond to that. We almost pulled it off last year, even with Janice being gone the last 2 weekends. But that will be our biggest challenge, regardless of what side we're on, east or west. When you're dealing with 7-9 like that in this league with the travel that you have, man, that puts home court, you know, even we can't afford to, you know, let it get away from us. And we let that happen to us against Hendricks and Southwestern. Those were two home games that really jump out at us that we let get away from us last year that could have changed our entire season. So we really have to defend our home court, you know, and then because of the two extra ones on the road, we have got to go and find a way to, you know, steal a couple.
Coach, I know in talking to you last year at the end of the season, and even as outstanding as a year as you guys had last year, I could tell that there was a taste of displease in not only your mouth, but in the coach, I mean, in the players' mouths as well, in terms of just missing out on that SCAC tournament. Can you see that fire in your returning players as you guys prepare for the season? And really, obviously, does that motivate them heading into this year?
Oh, sure. And, you know, it's not just missing out on the tournament. Last year, we go back and look at both Hendricks games where we had, I mean, great opportunities. Those easily could have, you know, those are one possession games. We went back and looked at games and we felt like we could count on one hand not only making the tournament, but there was a Western Division championship that we left out there. Even at 1-24 coming in, we feel like on one hand there were five possessions that easily we could have, that could have looked different. Not only going to the tournament, but winning the West and going from last to first. So, yeah, there's a little bit of that. I know it's in Janice's, you know, right there in her gut. She's very well aware, and it hurt her deeply that she couldn't play, you know, those last 2 weeks. And obviously that impacted us, but we were proud of the girls and how they battled. So yeah, you noticed something that's very true. That was very, very true. We were encouraged, but yet there was something that was still sitting in there in our guts that we were like, you know what, we're right there, and we just got to push a little harder, and great things will happen.
Coach, you know as well as anybody, having been around the game for so long, each season, it's a new group, it's a new team. One of the exciting things as you head into a new year is the incoming group of freshmen. You brought in a big group of first-year players this year. Talk about this group, and do you feel like you have some girls that can really make an impact on the floor for you this season?
We do feel like there will be some that will impact us immediately in significant ways, and I agree with you. I think every season is different. You know, I think, you know, obviously there's a little carryover in how you end things, but, you know, by and large, you know, it's a new deal. It's definitely a new team, as it is for everybody. And there's new sets of chemistry issues and roles and all that sort of thing, but We Velvet Johnson was the girl that I referred to earlier, and just in terms of her love and her passion, she is an incredible young lady, about as selfless a person as you'd ever meet, comes from very humble, you know, background, but carries herself, she's just an incredible girl. She inspires us as a staff every day. We just scratch our head. Incredibly gifted athlete, but more important, just she is every bit the kind of person we want to see in our program. So no question, Velvet, we just pray for her just staying healthy and be able to get through an entire season with us, because she has impacted us in a lot of ways, on and off the court. Really, Samantha Perez from Miami, where we got really good response from Floridians in looking this way, and Sam will impact us. But probably two girls that are really doing a great job for us, that a little bit maybe of a surprise. We thought they had it in them, and it's beginning to come out, was Natasha Mbenza from North Richland Hills, Texas, and Brittany Earle from Houston, Texas. She played at Hastings. Those two have really, stepped up along with those other two. And I think a girl that really has had to make an adjustment and is really starting to, we thought would be an impact player immediately in practice, is Anissa Allen. She led her team to the state championship game at the 3A level here from Choctaw Central. And so Anissa, I think, culturally has had to adjust and make some changes and feel like she fits. But all those, along with there's all of them are making an impact. But I think I named five right there for you, and they're all contributing in a significant way.
And finally, Coach, as you and your staff prepares for the season, and you talk to your team, what are some of the goals that this 2011-12 majors basketball team has heading into the year?
Well, we just want to utilize our personnel to the best of our ability, and just really work hard. That's, probably a shared goal between the coaching staff and the players, and just we're communicating in an effective manner with each other and sharing what's on our minds and communicating that. So just us taking care of us, and the opponent being us. And I think just number one, making sure we're putting people in places to be successful. And we talk about, a lot of people put that goal up, win SCAC, go to national tournament, all that. I think they're more driven this year of just, bringing great effort and concentration on a daily basis in practice. And doing that and preparing to the best of our ability, all that other stuff take care of itself. And that's probably a credit to Janice. In terms of just how I think that's what you need to be focused on. All that other stuff, all those other goals, that there is a place for those things. But the other things that I mentioned are really supersede all that, and they've done a good job keeping focused on that.
Millsaps head women's basketball coach Chuck Winkleman. Again, the majors open up their 2011-12 campaign November 18th at home against Blue Mountain College. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you.